1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
What was perhaps just a entertainment note of interest, maybe to fans and to parents, Paul McCartney, the ex-Beatle, ex-Beatle of 30-plus years, and his wife, Heather, are planning to have a child. This may not have been such a huge announcement, but there's an organization called the Co-Parenting International Foundation, and they're having a meeting and having a couple of meetings in Las Vegas. We want to talk to Jeff Dowder. He's a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech and also one of the founding members of this organization. Why is Mr. McCartney, Paul McCartney's and his wife Heather's expected birth of a child, the expected child, why is that controversial?
Well, I wouldn't call it controversial, Phil. First of all, my congratulations to the McCartneys. But
you're concerned.
We are concerned. There's no doubt about it. But I do want to preface my remarks by saying in no way does what I'm about to say reflect on the character of the McCartneys or on it. Certainly on decades of great music that Mr. McCartney's given us. I'm a little young to know about the Beatles, but I do acknowledge what they've done. What concerns us, Phil, is that Mrs. McCartney was the victim of a pretty serious accident which resulted in injuries that were serious enough they necessitated the amputation of one of her legs. And we're pretty concerned that the McCartneys, in bringing a child into the world, will, subject that child to an unconventional atmosphere, which I think the... You know, maybe the proper way to put it.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, does this have to do with him being a Beatle or?
No, I'm speaking more about Miss McCartney.
About her because she lost her leg?
Yeah, I feel that what we're trying to say, Phil, is the influence and presence of a parent that is not normal, or if you want to say abnormal, or just has the one leg, could affect the child's psychological health. That's the only thing we're concerned about.
Well, that she has one leg. I mean, what about obviously the. The woman loves her child. I'm going to have to find out specifically why this woman having one leg. And she wears a prosthetic limb, doesn't she?
My understanding is, yes, sure, she does, yes.
Okay, so she wears a prosthetic limb. Why would her being having only one leg affect the child?
Sir, I'd like to, first of all, I want to say that we don't live in a perfect world. I wish that the world was perfect. I'm sure if the Beatles ran the world, it would be a lot along the lines of a song that Mr. McCartney wrote called What You Need Is Love. But we don't live in a perfect world. First of all, any child of the McCartneys will see that their mom only has the one leg. And you mentioned a prosthetic limb.
Exactly.
The prosthetic limb is something that she has to take on and off. As anybody knows who has a small child, oftentimes you have the child with you when perhaps you're undressing. It's not anything wrong. It's just if it's a small baby. And even a baby can remember seeing the plastic leg.
All right, but this is all to say that a plastic leg or one leg on a woman is a bad message. Okay, so you're saying that physical appearance, what about love? What about commitment to the child? You're saying this is a trauma that is being visited on this kid, and I'm talking about...
Well, it either traumatizes the child or the child doesn't get the message, and that's, what we're saying is, if... You have a child, and you only have the one leg, the child focuses more on the disability than they do on any lesson of love or life lesson that you're going to be giving. And that's what concerns us more than anything else. It's not that that love isn't going to help. Certainly love helps. Love is great, but a child raised by an abnormal parent will not grow normally due to the focus on the leg.
First of all, when you say abnormal, it sounds as if Mrs. McCartney's not abnormal.
No, sir, not at all. But she does have a physical malady, and if you're trying to impart a lesson to a child, and I can cite, if you want, Mr. Jenner, we've got at least two studies, one done by the University of Arkansas, on the early locomotive abilities of infants from 0 to 3 years of age and from 3 to 8 years of age. And when you try to give a message to a child, at least two or three researchers could see that the children's eyes wandered between the face of the parent who is giving them the lesson, and then they look down and see no leg. And they.
In other words, they're looking down to see that there's only one leg. Is that distracting them?
It can distract them. That's why we're saying the McCartneys need, I think, to apply to either our organization or other organizations to make sure that child, at least 2 weekends a month, has the advantage of being in a home with parents that have all four legs, or I mean, you know, two legs for each parent, but that's equals four, instead of in a home where one of them is abnormal.
Yeah, but you're talking about removing a child from their home for 2 weekends a month.
No, but the rest of the time they're with the normal parents, and the baby will think they're, you know, first of all, you give a child a toy doll, and you can pull a leg off a toy doll. Now the child sees the plastic leg on his mom or her mom, and now they're all, they don't know what's up, because there's a plastic leg on a Barbie, plastic leg on the mom. All of this, Phil, is what is called pre-locomotive trauma, which we do cover in our literature.
All right, Dr. Jeff Dowder, professor of mechanical physics from Caltech, is with us. The McCartneys are planning on having a baby. Mrs. McCartney is missing one of her legs. She had from an automobile accident. It is the contention of your organization that this could possibly cause the child to grow up somehow warped because they've been
exposed to the trauma of having a pair of one leg. And the other thing too, Phil, is I think you have to consider what's it going to be like teaching that kid to walk when you only have a leg. Now the kid, in many instances, may mimic the walk of the mother. Even though he's got perfectly two good legs, he'll be walking with a limp because he's seen her do that.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The McCartneys have been living their lives in a relatively quiet way. To say that with this announcement that they are going to have a child, or that they're expecting to make a child or whatever, should be met with some skepticism seems rather cruel, don't you think?
Mr. Henry, believe me, I would rather not be cruel. What I want it to be is a warning to the McCartneys. If you have a baby and all you have is one, or all she's got is one leg, you're exposing the kid to an abnormal home. Most kids grow up in a house where the parents have obviously all their body parts. Okay?
But surely there are kids that grow up in homes where a parent has one leg.
Absolutely. And those kids do grow up traumatized. What we're trying to do, for the first time in the history of parenting, is take a look at this and say, what kind of trauma is a kid going through? We did studies on children that were raised by people who were hearing impaired. It's interesting, even though the children had normal hearing, they would start every sentence with, huh? What? Now that's interesting.
Maybe they just hear their parents say that.
It's possible, but they've got perfect hearing, and you could say any normal sentence. Would you like to go out to have some dinner? What? Huh? They can hear you. You're right next to them. But that's because they were raised...
What, with two parents that kept saying, huh, and what?
You know, I don't personally think...
Well, look, I don't mean to laugh, but what you say...
What we're trying to say here, Mr. Henry, is we want children who grow up in homes where the parents are not normal to feel normal.
Taking a child away from his loving mother 2 weekends a month and putting him in a home with parents who have all of their legs, you know... That's going to traumatize the kid, because...
No, it won't. It's only 2 weekends a month. The child's with the parent the other time.
Well, what are you going to tell the kid, man? Here's two perfectly strange people, but you need to be around them because they've got all their legs?
You just say this is time with a proxy parent to help round out your education. That's all you have to say. You don't have to say nothing more than that. I mean, again, what we're saying here is... A child growing up in that environment could be traumatized. We've seen children, for instance, who learned how to speak when they had parents who were stutterers. And again, they can speak normally, but everything is with a stutter like that, because that's how they heard people when they first were getting grown up. Also, as I mentioned...
Yeah, but that thing about... I'm sorry.
Mr. Henry, I know it sounds funny.
Well, the thing about... Parents that can't hear?
Yes, sir.
And the kids can hear fine, but they start every sentence with huh and what?
Because they grew up hearing that.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Paul McCartney and Linda, Paul and Heather McCartney, God rest your soul, Linda, his new wife. She is a lady who suffered an automobile accident. She has one leg. She has a prosthetic limb. This gentleman is part of an organization called Co-Parenting International. They think it is traumatizing to a child to grow up in a home with a parent who has that kind of physical deficiency or abnormality, that the child will see the one leg and be traumatized by it, that the child needs to spend at least 2 weekends a month with parents who have all of their limbs to know what is normal. I don't know how you take a child out of the home of his mother and say, I'm sorry, you can't be with this child every day of your life. We have to put him in another home because you're not normal enough. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind.
Paul McCartney and his wife Heather are planning on having a child. Heather McCartney lost a leg in an automobile accident 10 years ago. Jeff Dowder, who's a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech and a co-chair of the Co-Parenting International, believes it'll traumatize a child to grow up with a mother who has only one leg. We're talking to Mr. Dowder. He's in Las Vegas, Nevada for a conference of Co-Parenting International. Sounds like you're in the casino, sir.
We're just having a little R&R, Phil, or the casino at MGM Grand right now. We're going to go over to two seminars later tonight. One's going to be at the hotel, and another will be at one of our members' homes who we're fortunate enough to is hosting us this evening.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Should Paul and Linda McCartney have a child, have a baby, even though Heather only has one leg? You think that it's okay as long as the child can spend 2 weekends a month around two-legged people, correct?
Around people who don't have, you know, a obvious physical abnormality.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Lauren, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Jeff Dowder.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes. This gentleman is scary. Does he think this child is going to only be surrounded by people who just have one leg? You know, if
you never know. You never know.
You know what? If the two family, if the household has two parents or one parent, if it's a loving environment, a nurturing environment, an accepting environment, an environment that says let's learn to accept people for their differences and teaching the child how to cope with life and the differences and the problems that come up in life, that's the key to a healthy, normal, adjusted child.
Well, I agree that love
with two legs. My brother-in-law has a prosthetic leg, and my niece and nephew are perfectly happy, well-adjusted. And you know,
well,
they
I'd love to interview the children. I'd love to interview those children and find out just how well-adjusted they are. I'm not saying they don't love their father.
Sorry, you're a little too scary for me.
And I'm not saying
anyone to.
I'd like to know if the leg, your brother-in-law has no leg.
Right. He has a prosthesis from above the knee down.
What happened? Can I ask you how I lost a leg?
It's a train accident.
Was he laying down on a track or something? Was it some kind of a stunt?
You know what? This is not a call about how my brother-in-law lost his leg.
Well, I think the children will want to know if their father was laying on a railroad track.
But it isn't what we're talking about, and the woman is making a very good point. Okay, it's about a loving home.
I don't disagree with that. I'm curious. Was he watching Jackass or something like that? That's all I'm asking.
Was he watching Jackass?
This thought to me is very scary. Taking a child out of their home to be put in a household with people who have both legs.
Yes.
What is he going to say next, what we should be doing with our children? Taking them out of the house with the person with the brown eyes and putting them in the house with the person with the blue eyes. That was also
those are not handicaps. Those are not handicaps, ma'am. I have to tell you, I worry about children in a home where the father watches Jackass and goes out and lays down a railroad track.
Who said anything about that? Now, you're just making assumptions, and you're the kind of person who really scares me.
Well, ma'am, I don't want to scare you. I want to give you a way out. I want to find a way out.
I don't need a way out. What we need is more people to just learn to be accepting and not need to change the environment of the handicapped person except to make it maybe a little more acceptable for them.
Well, I think that what we need to do is if they have a parent, and this lady brought up something, Mr. Henry.
What?
If they have a parent who is running around acting like an idiot and losing his leg on purpose.
Now, you see, I don't know what your problem is. You don't really stay on the topic when you have no idea my brother-in-law's situation, nor am I going to get into the situation with you. You need to delve into any other topic.
All right, that's fine.
Staying on the topic at hand.
That's fine, but let me just say this. Do you think a child should stay in a home where? Do you think a child should stay in the home where the parent is jumping off of the roof or lighting his farts?
Okay.
Is he talking about now?
He's talking about irresponsible.
Changing the topic.
No, irresponsibly acting parents is all I'm talking about, ma'am.
Irresponsible acting parents. Okay. There are lots of irresponsible acting parents with two legs.
Yes, exactly. But if they act irresponsibly and then they lose a leg on top of that, now you really got a problem.
Well, who are you or me or anybody? And not knowing the person, in this particular instance, it's the McCartneys, and whose business
right.
is it anyway?
Yeah.
How does anybody know how she lost her leg?
I believe I know. She lost it in an automobile accident.
Well, right there.
No, that doesn't tell me anything. She lost it in an automobile accident, not running around, jumping off of rooftops. The woman was a professional model. The last thing she wanted to do was lose one of her legs. So.
Well, but you don't know what people do for kicks either.
Well, are you suggesting this?
People with two legs, two arms, PhDs, doctorates, psychiatrists, astronauts, they can do all sorts of wacky things in the privacy of their own home.
We need more stable parents, not Johnny Knoxville-style parents. That's all I'm saying.
How did this get into it?
What do you think? Are we talking about mental stability or physical stability?
I'm talking about a one-legged man. One-legged man lost his leg laying down on a railroad track.
So you're talking about his physical stability, that he won't be able to stand well?
What we're worried about more than anything is that the children will see a one-legged parent begin to imitate their style of walk. They'll be imitating their style of walk. You've suddenly got two people, a child, a perfectly normal child, limping across the crosswalk. It looks ridiculous.
Oh, come on. All right, listen, ma'am, I got to take a break because your phone
is...
Thank you very much, though.
Are you sure, Heather McCartney, and I say this again, I'm sure what you're saying is true. How do we know she wasn't on the Jackass?
Heather McCartney didn't lose her leg on Jackass. Heather McCartney lost her leg in an automobile accident. A tragic thing for a beautiful young woman who, at one time was a professional model.
Okay.
All right. We got a minute left here in the half hour. We are going to get to more phone calls. We're going to take a quick break here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You said you cite a study from the University of Arkansas on the locomotion ability of toddlers and small children.
That's correct, yeah.
Now, that study showed that if there was a household that a handicapped parent, the child inputs slower?
Yes, because having to sit there and listen to a parent give you a life lesson and then also kind of try to ignore the fact they only got one leg is tough. It's distracting. It's distracting.
So the kid is like, can't listen to 2 + 2 = 4 because he's concentrating on
There's only one leg there. Children that grow up in a three-legged household have a lower chance of inputting.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back with Jeff Dowder on Heather McCartney.
We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We're with Dr. Jeff Dowder. He's in Las Vegas at the Co-Parenting International Convention, and you will be there through Sunday. The philosophy that because Heather McCartney, Paul McCartney's wife, has one leg, her child may grow up traumatized, has obviously got people upset. What do you say to people who will tell you that they grew up with one-legged parents and that they're fine?
I think they're in, unless they got some heavy counseling early on, I think they're in denial. I think anybody what grew up with a one-legged parent and did not get some kind of counseling is fooling themselves into thinking that it did not impact them. And again, we have cases where kids had parents who were sight impaired, were blind, and they thought it's perfectly normal for parts of the day to walk around with their eyes closed. Now, this can be a dangerous situation, stepping out into traffic.
Well, look, no kid's going to step into traffic with his eyes closed.
If he thinks it's normal not to be able to see.
But he sees the rest of the world can see.
But he knows his parents can't. And remember that a parent is the gold standard in life for every child. What their parent does and what their parent believes is what the kid believes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jessica. Go ahead, Jessica.
Yes. I tell you what, I work in radio, and this is just the biggest waste of airspace I've ever heard in my entire life. This guy
could
is
I comment,
a freak.
Could I comment on that, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
You work in radio. Good for you. I happen to have observed children from a behavioral stance for the last 20 years.
So, if you would spend half of your time and energy
playing another Britney Spears record, good for you, but we're trying to help kids.
Hey, I don't carry Britney Spears, and that's beside the point. My point is, if you would spend half of your time and your energy on maybe taking children out of the homes of crackheads or something along those lines, then we'd be talking about something important.
Okay, that's fine. But go ahead and do that, but the kid's still going to, at least he's got parents that are walking on two legs.
Oh, it's okay for them to be walking on two legs if they're stoned out of their heads or drunk or whatever their drug of choice may be?
Of course not. But how embarrassing is it to be in a house, every other kid's got four legs walking around there, and he's looking at three.
And he's not going to ever see anybody else in the world that has maybe a deformed arm or an arm missing or a leg or an eye or anything like that. So you're going to shelter them from everything else in the world.
Well, first of all, if you're talking about an eye, they have patches that people can wear. And if you've been around enough teenagers to know, they think that looks cool.
Oh, so, okay.
All right.
Well, what if a child thinks it's cool to only have one leg?
Can they not think that's cool either? Believe me, no way. No kid thinks it's cool to walk around on, like with one of those plastic legs where you're doing the dip when you walk, you know?
But if they think it's cool to only have one eye?
Yeah, because of the patch, because it looks cool. It looks like the Raiders helmet. The other thing that
What do you mean the one-legged dip?
If you've seen people with plastic legs, they do the deep dip when they walk.
That's not true. I grew up with my dad's best friend who lost both arms and was totally disfigured.
You live with him?
I grew up around this man.
Oh, okay.
He had no arms. His face was disfigured. I never once looked at another person strange because of growing up in that environment.
Was your father in the circus, or was he a...
This was probably a wounded veteran, you idiot.
This was an electrocution accident while he was working.
I take grave exception to you calling me an idiot.
Well, what do you mean, did he grow up in a circus?
He is an idiot. This man is an idiot.
For another example is a kid raised... Oh, I'm an idiot. You're the one that's scratching the next 50 cent or Lincoln Park, and I'm the one helping kids, and I'm an idiot.
You don't have any idea what I carry on my radio station, so don't generalize me onto what you think I might or might not carry. That has nothing to do with it.
So, in other words, you play country music.
How do you know? I carry this show is what I carry.
Three guesses, the first two don't count.
I carry this show on my radio station is what I carry.
Are you the program director?
I am the traffic director.
Hey, Henry.
Don't ever call me by my last name.
Thank you.
My name is Phil.
Sorry.
Don't ever say, hey, Henry, to me. Only my friends get to call me that.
Sorry. I just...
Does this guy have children?
What?
Do you have children?
Not that I know about.
I pray to God that you never do.
What's a traffic manager doing at a radio station?
Those are the people that schedule the commercial. What difference does it make? We're talking about you with your... And what do you mean kids that are the children of people that are hearing impaired go, huh? What?
They do!
All right, thank you very much, Jessica, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Maxine, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Maxine?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hi. Just have to say that this guy is absolutely the most idiotic person I've ever in my life listened to.
Let me
say something. You're going to take every single child whose father abandoned them and put them in a home every other weekend or two weekends a month with two parents, and that's going to make the child's stability and make him a better person?
Abandon them? No, I'm talking about whose mother has one leg.
Okay, but my point is, you're saying you're going to be affected. What happens? You don't think a child is affected when a father abandons them and he sees them, walks out, packs his clothes, and leaves?
Good point.
He's not going to be affected, so we should take all the children.
Good point.
Whose parents leave them and put them in another home and say, well, now you're in a two-parent home every other weekend.
What is your comment? What's your comment to that, Dr. Dotter?
I agree with the lady that a child is affected, but not as seriously as what they have a one-legged parent. What do you call a one-legged woman? By the way, Maxine, what do you call a one-legged woman?
A normal person with just one leg.
No. Eileen. Get it? And
okay, Dr. Dotter, I don't want to hear your stupid jokes.
You are absolutely the most ignorant person. I hope you don't have children because they're going to be mentally challenged because of you. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
What?
Because a mother has one leg. You're going to take the child out and put her in a home.
No, just for two weekends a month. That's all.
What is the purpose of that? What is
the
purpose?
So the kid can be around.
The child is still going to come back to the same environment. What is it going to prove? What purpose?
Because then he knows that there are parents that have two legs each.
I'm sure everybody else in this child's family has two legs. What is the difference? If they're loved and nurtured, they're going to look beyond that. It's a normal thing.
Can I cite another report from the University of Arkansas? This is children who were raised by little people or people who had what is called endocrinitis or a dwarfism is what it's called.
Dwarfism.
Yeah.
Children raised by dwarfs grow up to be fine.
Except they have a significant slouching problem. Because
why?
Oh my God, you are absolutely off the wall. You are completely off the wall. I don't know what drugs you're taking, but you're nuts.
What?
You are completely nuts. This is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Why slouching?
If I'm
in an accident and I lose my arm, I'm going to take my two children and send them away for two weekends a month because they're going to see two people who have two arms and two arms. That's the stupidest thing. My kid's going to love me if my arm falls off or I break my arm or I lose my arm. My kid's going to love me just the same. He's not going to be affected by it. I can't even believe your reasoning. This is absolutely insane.
Look, ma'am, okay, what do you call a guy with no arms and no legs water skiing?
What has that got to do with the tea in China?
What did it say?
Skip.
What has that got to do with the tea in China? That's got nothing to do with it. You are saying to take a child out of the home because
yes,
he's going to see his
yes.
mother with just one leg?
Right, but I'm not saying take the child away. I'm just saying 2 days a month he'll be with the two-legged people. Then he can go back to one-legged...
You're talking like he's a dog. I mean, this is ridiculous.
No, he's not a dog. Look...
What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs laying on the ground?
Matt.
You need to get some severe counseling yourself.
Absolutely.
You need counseling. Your parents must have been a little bit deranged because there's something mentally wrong with you. This is the stupidest topic I've ever heard.
Take
a child out because the mother has a prosthesis. That's the dumbest thing.
I work with kids.
So do I.
And I can tell you, okay, what's a guy with
no more no arms and no legs jokes? No more of those.
Well, you heard the last.
I heard the last one. Yeah, Matt, funny.
I mean, if a, Well, what's with the and with the jackass, the last one with the train running over?
Well, she said that she said her brother had no leg, and I said, how'd that happen? She had a railroad accident, and she didn't want to get into it. Now, let me ask you something, ma'am.
It was her prerogative not to. Whether he got run over, whether whatever it was.
But that's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say.
How is that going to affect the child?
I'll tell you. If he's got a father who wants to be the next contestant on Jackass, and he's getting his leg crushed over by a train or lighting farts or anything.
All right. Thank you very much.
What'd you do?
I hung up on the lady to let her get on with her day.
What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs laying in a pile of leaves?
Russell.
That's right. What do you call it?
Forget it. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to one more phone call here, Mr. Dowder. Marie, go ahead. Hi. Marie.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, okay.
What do you call a guy with...
Shut up and let the lady talk.
I think it's just totally disgusting. You know, we have all these poor children that are beaten to death by parents who are abusive, and somebody with a slight disability is a perfectly fine parent.
Slight? Having only one leg?
Yes.
I'd say that's more than slight.
Well, I also had a limp my whole life, and my daughter never imitated that, ever.
She taught her
to walk.
She didn't start out limping.
No.
And they can love...
She didn't never stutter either, and I've always had a stuttering problem.
You're not stuttering now.
No, because I'm mad. I don't stutter when I'm mad.
Compared to you, Dr. Dowder, who's...
What?
I don't know. You sound out of it or something. And you know what? People with only one leg can love.
Well, they can love, but only...
We had to dump that lady. She said the B word.
The R word?
What R word? B word. B-S word.
B-S. B-S.
You think about it, okay?
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686.
Oh, cool. The nickel slots.
Phil Hendry Show.